Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hope you all had an awesome, awesome Christmas, had a wonderful Hanukkah. Hanukkah has ended, too. Sometimes Hanukkah comes a different time of year and extends even to the new year. But Hanukkah's over. Christmas is over, which is sad. You know, I really love the holidays. Still going to keep up my lights as long as I can, if I can get them working right. But many of you are still on holiday travel. Christmas season hasn't ended for you because you're still stuck at an airport. And the chaos that happened over the holiday week, even though it was predicted, it was not predicted to be this bad. And I had family who struggled with Southwest and the airlines. Just had a family friend call me, couldn't get out to come into town for the same reason. And even though many of the airlines struggled, Southwest had it the most difficult. Apparently, at one point, the statistic was 87% of their flights got canceled. Now, it's one thing to have a lot of flight cancellations during a storm, but 87%. Today, I think we're at 63% of Southwest flights. If you scroll to tomorrow on FlightAware, it already has 62% because some of these flights just aren't going to happen. So it's one of those domino effects where if they're going to choose to cancel the flight and there's the chaos and they won't be able to make up the flights, there that might carry over. So Southwest is kind of topped the list with that. Southwest is one of my favorites to fly because if you change the flight, you only have to pay for if that new flight's going to be more expensive. You don't have to pay transfer fees or ticket fees. And I like Southwest. I use it a lot. But I have to admit, I do have a lot of issues with it. I maybe have a lot of issues with it because it's one of the more common planes or airlines that I use. I go to Reno, Tahoe a lot. And I usually, every other flight, have a problem, either because of weather or there's a delay. And I don't know if I blame Southwest as much as I just blame that's usually the airline money people take, so it just happens to fall on that. But with this, in Christmas season and this holiday season, there was something that happened specifically with Southwest that didn't with the other airlines. We didn't hear as much chaos with Delta, United, and the other ones. So when you look at, like today, if 63% of Southwest Airlines flights, you know, Spirit Airlines only 10%, United only 2% are canceled, JetBlue only 2%. So what's going on? Well, everybody's been saying that Southwest had a meltdown. Okay? And now, honestly, if I work for Southwest and I had people yelling at me and I had come to work when everybody else had called out sick, I would have probably had a meltdown too. And I would have said, all right, you guys, you know, just chill. Actually, I probably would have done that. When you look at the lines, are you guys seeing the pictures? Are you seeing the pictures of what it looks like? And I'm seeing my family stuck. I'm seeing what's going on. If I was one of the rare employees that showed up to work and everybody was having a fit, I would find a microphone. Well, I like to find a microphone anyway. And I'd get on that microphone and say, hey, guys, look, I came to work. And I am just one nasty comment away from leaving. And that is going to triple your wait time. So I suggest all you y'all just, you know, tone it down, check yourself. This isn't my fault. I'm not a pilot. I'm not Pete Buttigieg. I'm not the DOT. I just, you know, just cut me some slack, Jack. And that's what I would have said. So they say that they've had issues in terms of not only the storm, but their hubs, Chicago, Midway, and Denver, Well, if that's where their hubs are, whereas Delta, I think they have Atlanta is a major hub, so Delta could still operate because their major hub is in the south. But when you have these storms like Midway and in Denver, that's going to slow things down. They also had a lot of people out sick with flu, COVID, etc., but they said there was an underinvestment issue where they had an aggressive schedule, but they underinvested in its operations, meaning cheaped out, according to CNN. So they have shorter flights, tighter turnaround times, so they can get more flights out and make more money. Well, the problem is then that causes more of a domino effect. And so there might be tons of flights, but if you have all those extra people now trying to get on a flight, and many of them are canceled, now you have less, you increase your demand, unfortunately, and you now don't have supply to cover it. So they also believe it was some management errors, and they blame underinvestment. So for those of you that are still waiting for your Southwest airline, I don't know if you're going to be able to get on another one. Many of you have had to just leave your bags, because what happens is you check in your bags, you go to the gate, you're waiting for your flight, like with my family, and then flight's canceled. So where's my baggage? Well, we have tons of flights canceled. You could get it in a day or two. So many of you are opting to take a rental car. Remember I told you guys, get a rental car ready? Just in case. Get that rental car ready. Make sure to cancel it in plenty of time so other people can access it if you don't need it. But many of you have had to go without your bag. One thing that one of my friends told me that I forgot you could do is, you know how you have those little they're those little Apple discs, little coins, I forget what you call them, that you could track your keys with and track things with? Some people will put them in their bag so they know where their bag is. I didn't think about that. I would have told you guys. I forget what they're called. They're Air Tags. I think they're just called Air Tags by Apple. That is a good idea. So your next travel experience, you might want to throw one of those into your suitcase. Or if you're flying an airline that's busy like Southwest, throw one of those in there so then you can chase it on your phone. So I have to admit, Apple's pretty smart from a tech standpoint, because now you're like, well, I don't know where my keys are. I don't know where my baggage is, and those little tags can now allow you to track. You'd probably stick it on your kid, too. You know, and my son takes my car, is out there driving because he doesn't want to take his car because my car's cooler and he wants to take it out on a date and I want to know where the hell he is. You know, there's apps to tell if they're speeding also. So, Godspeed. For those of you guys still traveling this chaos, I get it. It's rough. Be safe. And the DOT is now investigating. It's going to run an investigation to figure out what happened and why. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. If you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the historic blizzard that hit the United States over the last few days has now taken the lives of over 63 people, we're being told. There was record snowfall that blocked roads. It hindered rescue operations. There were several additional fatalities in Buffalo, according to Mayor Byron Brown, said on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Said this storm was probably worse than anything that his city has seen in over 50 years. There was a driving ban in force in parts of the Buffalo area, but they still had a bunch of people out there. And they said that hampered their efforts as, you know, for first responders. Sadly, some people were just trying to get home from work. Andel Taylor, 22 years old, was frozen to death in her car. She was trapped in a blizzard for 18 hours. She was just driving home from work. 50 inches had fallen. And it's tragic. I think she sent a video of what things were looking like to her family, and she was stranded. She was just trying to come home from work that afternoon. Taylor was one of three motorists found dead in a car. Even though there was and again, you know, when somebody goes to work, it's one of those things where, as when we locked down, people said, oh yeah, you know, we locked down and locking down is good. The thing is there's still people working on lockdowns. There's still people working in storms. You have first responders, you have 911 operators, you have food, power, cable people. I'm not sure what job she had, but it's so devastating to think that she was one of the ones who was actually working, trying to keep the city open, when she was trapped in her vehicle for 18 hours. They said officials are warning that more corpses could still be found. They forecast a further foot of snow as the storm, called a once-in-a-lifetime weather disaster, continues to rage. They said the extent of the storm in the Buffalo and Erie country regions is still going. Buffalo bore the brunt of the blizzard. It started Friday, hit states anywhere from Montana to New York. And officials are saying this is probably the worst in her lifetime, but it's not the end yet. Hospitals are full. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York had declared a state of emergency. Now we're being told, almost 69 people have now died. Ms. Taylor sent her family a final video from inside her car the day she was discovered dead. The mom said it was carbon monoxide poisoning rather than hypothermia. Her car was stuck in the snow. You heard the wind howling outside, and you know, people were trying to find her, and I mean, for me, I'd be like, I'm going to go out in the snow, and I'm going to only probably make it 50 yards until I freeze to death. I could just imagine what her family is going through. She was born in Buffalo but raised in Charlotte, North Carolina, had moved back to New York earlier this year to take care of her father. So you see a lot of videos and TikToks. I don't know if you've been watching over the last few days, of people opening up their door to have a wall of snow. They couldn't even leave their house. And windows covered, cars covered, and it looks like a winter wonderland, but you can't see anything under the snow. So the parts of the U.S. are bracing for another 12 inches following a ferocious this storm. Now they're saying at least 70, so I apologize. Hospitals are full of bodies, and the numbers are coming up. In Buffalo, 50 inches of snow had been measured. Emergency services have gone car to car searching for survivors. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz had asked the governor to declare a state of emergency, saying this is not the end yet. We're really in a state here where I think, and I don't want to at all make this political, but as a doctor, I find it very troubling that I think we're concentrating on the wrong things. There were people, for example, saying they couldn't, you know, get their car out of where they needed to go and you know, get to a safer area or get home because their electric car wouldn't charge in the storm. Now, I don't know much about fuel cars, but your car's stuck, you're stranded in the snow. But, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on certain things, and we're trying to make all these new rules to help the climate. But I would rather see some of that infrastructure money going to the, you know, hurricane levees, let's say, better flood drains, things you could do in terms of balancing and backing up our heat, our grids. Millions of people were without power the last few days. So I get there's this big, I love the environment. I love this earth. I think there's a lot of things we're doing that is hurting the planet. But the emphasis seems to not be on a lot of common sense things. And so if you really want to save lives, and you want to, you know, why aren't we handing out more carbon monoxide monitors? Why aren't we figuring out how to make safer generators or heaters for people? In Niagara County, a 27-year-old man suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning when snow blocked his furnace. So he didn't have the ventilation. So he's trying to heat his home and stay alive in his home, and who knew? In Ohio, a utility worker was electrocuted. In Kansas, there was apparently a homeless campfire that killed individuals. A falling branch killed a Vermont resident. Six people were killed in car crashes in Missouri, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. Some died from cardiac stress while shoveling snow. We have something called the Christmas coronary, where many people are at risk for a heart attack from the stress of traveling, stress of family, the poor eating, alcohol, and show snuffling. Show snuffling is unfortunately a big inducer of people who aren't usually active to then have a lot of exertion in a short period of time and can instigate an event if they already have coronary artery disease. People have died from, one woman died because she fell through river ice. National Weather Service said up to 12 more inches is supposed to be coming. And, you know, the first responders, we only have so many. We only have so many snowplow drivers, and it's a bad situation. So these are things that I think we should have, you know, if we're really, really worried about the climate, we really need to have a little better management style when it comes to, well, how are we going to increase our snowplow drivers? How are we going to increase our vehicles? We're trying to make everything electric right now, but is that what the snowplow drivers need? Is that what our first responders need? I think it's nice. I think it's very cool that Domino's who's delivering pizza with electric cars? I think that's very, very cool, but it's not very practical. So what happens if you get stuck during a snowstorm? Well, they say stay in the vehicle. The problem is if you leave, you can get disoriented, hypothermic. So you want to, you know, the best you can, try to stay warm. You could run the motor. They say run the motor about 10 minutes each hour for heat. While running the motor, open the window a little so fresh air could come in so you don't get carbon monoxide poisoning. You need to clear the snow from the exhaust pipe. So there's a chance that many people in their cars were sitting there and snow filled up their pipe because their car was getting buried in the snow, and then they couldn't. And I mean, again, that would require you opening up and you know, clearing it out if you have to. And my guess is many people didn't realize that trying to stay warm, that could happen. Being visible to rescuers helps. Try to have a dome of the light on at night when you run the engine. Maybe have a bright colored cloth sticking to the antenna or the top of the door. Raise the hood. Once the snow stops, raise the hood to indicate you need help. I know a lot of people don't want to raise the hood because they can't see in front of them, but sometimes that could alert people to, you having an issue. I'm sorry to have such a segment that was sad, but unfortunately this is crushing many families right now, and seeing the havoc that happened with the snowstorm. I talked to you about a lot of frostbite injuries, frost nip injuries that I saw this weekend, freeze burns, hypothermia is a biggie, especially coming into New Year's. Be careful, everyone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. City leaders in Buffalo are confirming 28 storm-related deaths following severe winter weather over the holiday weekend.
We have just recovered another body.
Erie County Executive Mark Polarcurrents explained the first two deaths reported were determined to be not storm-related. Misery is continuing today at the nation's airports. At Detroit Metro Airport, many passengers are still stranded.
I wasn't anticipating a nightmare, but it became a nightmare. It did.
We got here. I went to check in on the kiosk. It said a flight was canceled.
FlightAware says nearly 3,000 flights have been canceled so far today. More than 2,000 have been delayed as the fallout from the recent winter storm continues. Russian President Vladimir Putin is banning a supply of Russian oil and oil products to countries that impose a price cap. Tim Berg, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So later this week, we're going to review the year. We're going to look back at what 2022 was. And I told you guys last year, December 2021, something tells me 2022 is going to be a poop show. It is going to be even more dramatic than some of the previous years. And between the war in Ukraine, the Uvalde shooting, Queen Elizabeth dying, and there being a new king, King Charles, is it the third? King Charles the third. The Twitter, the crypto crash, the stock market, inflation, the border. the midterms. It's just drama after drama. And, it's no wonder that people are stressed. Many of you are stressed. So the few days between Christmas and New Year's is now all about New Year's. And I kind of feel bad for people spending money on advertisements, because at least for Christmas advertisements, you could get a lot of longevity out of that commercial. You could get a whole month's worth. But now it's going to be all about New Year's. New Year's specials, New Year's, let's all get ready for 2023. And I'm feeling something different than I usually do. And I'm seeing something different. I'm not seeing the optimism, the excitement for the new year. I mean, I'm excited. There's a party I'm going to, friends, family. I'm just grateful for what I have. I'm going to be optimistic about next year. But I got to tell you, for the 20s, and I'm not talking about the roaring 20s, which, made it sound like the 20s are the most awesome decade. In terms of the 2020s, it's kind of sucked. All right? I mean, the teens weren't that good because we had recession and Obamacare and all that mess. And I'm like, well, okay, we got the 2020s. And I knew there was going to be some changes. I actually did some predictions for you guys back in 2019, and a lot of them came true. I just didn't predict COVID. Nobody did. And here we are in 2023, and I'm not as optimistic as I want to be. I'm cautiously optimistic. So here's my question to you guys. Are you excited about 2023? Do you think this is going to be the year that's going to turn the 20s around? Or is it going to be another poop show? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to hear from you all. So where we're going into this is, on one end, we're hearing from the war standpoint. Putin wants to talk. We're hearing that Putin wants to maybe negotiate peace. But then he attacked Ukraine all throughout Christmas. So I think it's going to be still more of the war. In terms of inflation and recession, you hear back and forth, oh, it is going to be the biggest bear market, and it's going to be, or the biggest bull market, and everybody's, talking through their ears. My guess is things are going to be expensive. The labor shortage didn't clear up. After COVID, if it's taken a couple years and we're still having labor shortage, and one sign of that is this airport chaos, my guess is we're going to have more labor shortages. And remember, we talked about one thing that is contributing to this. It's not that they're getting an extra $600, from unemployment. It's if you're unemployed, it's not just about unemployment. There's a bunch of benefits you get. And the average worker who's making less than 75 grand a year is weighing their options going, I could spend more time with the family and still pretty much cover my rent. And so those are things that are going to have to be looked at. Still chaos in the schools. I don't see the schools and what's been happening with the schools and parents pulling their kids out of school and people frustrated with the teachers. And I don't see that changing. COVID, we have new variants, and these new variants are hitting people they call me up and I ask them, are you vaccinated for COVID? They say, I am vaccinated. I am fully boosted. I also got the bivalent and I am sick with COVID. So you are going to have a huge frustrated population of individuals and a lack of enthusiasm for the vaccines as more people are getting these newer strains. So we're going to have a lot more COVID. We're also going to see a lot more strep, RSV, flu, other sorts of things that really shouldn't have bothered us to this degree coming back because we mess with our immunity, playing around with bad masks and locking down and altering our diet and our exercise. Many of you have not been back at the gym since COVID. Okay, that's got to change. And we're going to be hitting that with our resolutions. I can't stand resolutions, so I'll try to figure out another way to talk about it, because anytime you talk about New Year's resolutions, everybody goes, oh, God, including me. So nobody wants to hear about New Year's resolutions, but we got to get you back to the gym. In terms of the economy, I'm not very optimistic. I'm hoping by next fall things will get better, but we are anticipating a rough spring, maybe early summer. So, in terms of politics and the drama within, yeah, it's going to be dramatic. We're going to have now a checks and balances between the Republicans and the Democrats. Democrats won a seat in the Senate. Republicans took a slim majority in the House. So there's going to be a lot of drama in terms of spending and all that. We might not have so much spending, and maybe inflation may curb. That's why I'm a little optimistic about the economy. So that's just me. In terms of love, right? In terms of relationships, that I'm not as optimistic about. I think that we have completely changed how we date, how we meet people, what our expectations are. I'm getting people calling up thinking they got an STD from a hookup, and we can't treat STDs over the phone. They got to get seen in person. And I think we're going. I'm starting to hear people kind of hesitate on these, you know, Tinder hookups and some of these other hookups that are at first sounded amazing, but then there's some baggage that comes with it. So I'm thinking there's going to be a shift, and I can't really put my finger on it, but I believe there's going to be more of a there's always going to be people hooking up, but I think there's going to be a new style of dating. One is people can't afford going to a movie, and movies aren't doing well. I heard that Babylon movie with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, fantastic cast. I hear that movie's bombing, and so people aren't going to movies anymore on dates. They can't afford to go to restaurants on dates, and the hookups are starting to become less popular based on the drama. And also the, what is it called? Is it catfishing? What's it called when, you know, somebody posts a picture of themselves that they look all sexy, and then you meet them and you're like, oh God, that's not how you look in pictures. Yeah. So I think some people are starting to learn their lesson when it comes to just trusting online. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to post a picture of myself without makeup and without Spanx. Not going to happen. So it'll be interesting, but I wish 2023, it was a rough Christmas for a lot of us with inflation, with travel, and everybody I am speaking to just sounds stressed. I'm not hearing the pre-2020 holidays were awesome, we got New Year's, baby, I'm not hearing that. Maybe some of you are. Maybe it's because a lot of my friends aren't young. Maybe a lot of us middle-aged folks are like, look, I don't even know if I'm going to make it till the 9 o'clock New York New Year's. But I don't know. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I tell you, if 2022 had that much happen, and it was volcanoes, hurricanes, we had, and I don't want to miss anything, and I'm not reviewing 2022 now, but between the hurricanes and losing the Queen and the Uvalde shooting and all the drama that we had, I am not looking forward to the next one. Sorry, guys. I mean, I'm going to pray it's a good year, but that's me, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple of you have answered and messaged and texted. We got 3 no's and 1 yes in terms of optimism. All right, only a few of you out there, but that's good. All right, 3 of you, no. The one of you who was optimistic about 2023 was because it's not an election year. So that's cute. Yeah. Oh, that is nice. That is something to look forward to. It's not an election year. So, one of you had reached out saying you're not going to buy health insurance. You're in your 50s and you're not going to buy health insurance. Can't afford it. You know, it's interesting. If you have an employer who pays for it, it's kind of nice. When you don't have an employer who pays for it, you got to pay for it on your own. My rates went up
I think I was told our rates are going up 15%. It's BS. It's horrible. I miss the good old days when my insurance was so nice. You know, I was talking to one of my family members and they were complaining about their deductible. And I'm like, how much is your deductible? They said $2,500. $2,500. Man, I've been dealing with deductibles up in the 10,000 since Obamacare. And I've told you, the big thing we've had with deductibles is the insurance won't pay until you hit a certain amount. And so one of you had reached out saying you're going to try to do it. You know, what sort of recommendations do I have for you if you're not going to have health insurance? And that's always tricky because, you know, the year you don't get the insurance is the year something happens. I have a dog that has a limp. And I'm suspecting it's ACL tear. And it's going to cost thousands to repair that. But, you know, it's my doggie. I'm going to take her to an orthopedic specialist to find out what's going on. And I'm nervous about it because we don't have a lot of money with this year and the recession. And, you know, but she's our baby. We have to do whatever we can. But I don't have animal insurance, pet insurance. I've been told for years that pet insurance will be quote-unquote waste, but which I don't agree with. I think, you know, the more insurance you have, there's benefits if you don't mind losing the money if you don't use it. So I'd rather you have insurance than not, because the money you lose buying a policy you don't need is less than the money you would lose not having the policy. But the reason why I don't have pet insurance is a big thing that I've noticed with pets is the hip dysplasia, and many of these pet insurances don't cover the most common things. So if they're not going to cover certain checkups and vaccines and hip dysplasia issues, well, then it can be a waste. So with health insurance, if you don't have insurance and you're coming into this new year, it's going to be tricky. The thinking that many people have, and I get it. I'm a doctor. I get it. I've had patients who have even admitted this to me, is they really believe that medical debt is not going to hurt them, that there's going to be a law that'll write off medical debt, or a hospital will write off the medical debt, or a doctor will write off the medical debt. I did. I wrote off a whole practice medical debt. I was owed hundreds of thousands of dollars from patients who didn't pay their bills over the years. There's nothing I could do. And then the recession hit, and it got worse, and I closed up my office and left. It just didn't make sense. It wasn't financially feasible. And so those thousands upon thousands of patients learned something. They learned that the harder it is to collect the debt won't be collected, and they could get out of it. And they also learned that their insurance stunk because the new changes that happened with Obamacare. I like the pre-existing conditions, but now having a big deductible meant your insurance doesn't pay for jack diddly squat until you pay it. So many individuals are probably thinking, well, then why am I paying these high premiums? If I go to the hospital, they have to take care of me. If I get a bill, then either they'll write it off or I'll just deal with it later. And many of you have said, I think it's better to not have health insurance. As a doctor, no. Because I'm telling you, I see a lot of patients where all of a sudden something comes up, and I'm like, you need to get seen. And they can't be seen for free in an ER all the time, especially if the wait is 8 hours long. So they want to go to an urgent care to get immediate care. Well, that urgent care is like, sorry, pay up. We need to collect before you come in. So it's tricky. And I get it. I get it. I don't, you know, I'm here just, I don't want you to think I'm just one-sided as a doctor. If you have that possibility where someone's going to write off your debt and your premiums are high, I understand why you would consider it. I don't think it's a good decision, though. The other thing, too, you need to realize is when you have insurance. Now, I've seen comparisons where if you don't have insurance, it might be cheaper. But if you have insurance, the insurance tells the doctor or the medical facility what to charge. So let's say the doctor charges $100 for a visit. Well, they used to. Now maybe it's $200. And the insurance says, I'm only paying $30. That's it. If you have a high deductible plan, you only pay that $30. Whereas if you don't have insurance, you may pay that $100 to $200. Now, before Obamacare, if you were a cash patient, the cash discount was cheaper. Doctors were saying, look, we'll see you for $45, we'll see you for $50. And it was cheaper than if you had insurance and a deductible. And people with insurance is like, just pretend I don't have insurance. Just pretend I don't have insurance and treat me as if I'm a cash patient, so it's cheaper. Well, many hospitals can't do that because once you gave them the card, it's insurance fraud for them to try to play around with that. And so, or what patients would want the hospitals to do is charge it through the insurance, but if I have a bill, only charge me what you would charge a non-insured patient, which would end up being cheaper. Which, again, not illogical to ask. I told you guys that happened to me. I had a surgery, and this was before Obamacare. So my bill was about $2,500. This is what happened. I didn't think I had insurance. So they said, look, your bill's about $2,500, but we will only charge you $1,200 because you don't have insurance. And I said, but I do have insurance. I do have insurance. Use the insurance. Well, my deductible was $2,500. I had never, used it that year. So then they come back and they go, okay, you owe us $2,500. And I'm like, say what? Well, that's your deductible. And that's what it came to. Because it was $10,000, and we knocked it down to $2,500. So I ended up paying more having the insurance. And then I said, well, look, you know what? I'll make payments. So I started making payments because I didn't have money at the time. But I made payments, and then they called me up going, look, we're going to give you a cash discount. If you pay it all right now, we'll knock it down to $1,200. So then I ended up paying $1,200 anyway. But people see this. They see the wheels and deals and things like that you could make. So if you don't have insurance, are you going to be okay? Luckily, with the world we're in, an ER cannot turn you down. But I'm telling you right now, things pop up. And I don't know what the next COVID wave is going to bring. I don't know what the next infectious agent is going to get leaked from a lab, if that's what happened with COVID or not. I don't know if your knee gives out. Or, my dog was fine, and all of a sudden now she's limping. You just never know when things are going to happen. So if you can get insurance before the new year, even if it's a high deductible plan, I think that's the safest route. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.